You can make a pinhole camera. Take a shoebox. You can cut out one end, put a piece of aluminum foil, punch a hole. On the side of the shoebox, make sure that the interior is white, or put a piece of white paper at the opposite end of where you've poked a hole in the aluminum foil. And then cut a little doorway on the side of the box. That way you can stand with your back to the sun and you will begin to see those crescent suns. You can use a piece of paper. You can sit underneath a tree and see those crescents happen if you don't happen to have eclipse glasses. It's during that partial phase of the eclipse, and I've had many people say, Janet, kind of a little underwhelming at the beginning, but as that moon begins to come across the face of the sun and cover up its light, there are going to be, the colors will mute, birds will flock to nest. You may hear like a quiet, you may see deer, rabbits, opossums, other things appear. Your animals on the farm may act crazy. So there's lots of things to look for, but just to remember that you must keep your eclipse glasses on until there's absolute totality. And you will know totality is happening when you see these things called Bailey's beads. They look a bit like a diamond ring. Think of it like kind of the sun's kind of like diamond necklace. When those recede, take off those glasses, take in that, you know, over 4 minutes of totality. Look up. There will be potentially constellations. Venus will be visible. There's even a comet with horns called the Devil's Comet that may be visible during the total solar eclipse. So I always like to say there are plenty of ways to, you know, kind of do pinhole projectors and, you know, sit under a tree with smaller kids and kind of like keep everyone's eyes safe. The thing about it is our retinas don't have pain sensors, so we just don't want our curiosity to overcome our common sense. But it's such an amazing thing. So look up, view that amazing corona. The only time that we can see it with the human eye is during a total solar eclipse. Take a look around at that 360-degree kind of upside-down sunset. Hear, listen, observe what animals or what kind of sounds and sensations. And then as the moon begins to move away from the sun, we might get what is called a false dawn, where roosters may crow. Birds may start to sing their morning time songs again. There may be animals looking for breakfast yet again when day turns to night and then night turns back to day in the middle of the afternoon.